Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we've been ministering this week on the importance of obedience. But I would just like to wait for a moment on the Lord. I believe He has a word for us. Thank you, Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, am I not the good shepherd? I will carry, yea, the young ones, as it were, on my shoulders, and lead gently those who are with young. I will deal tenderly and gently with my people, and I will not lead you in a way unprotected or unguarded. I am with you, and I watch your steps. Only stay close to your Savior. Hearken to my voice. Allow me to speak to you out of my word, and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. I will reveal things to you by the Spirit of God, and you shall find greater and greater peace in your life, freedom from anxiety, freedom from worry. You shall know that the Lord holds you by your right hand, and I will not let you slip. I will lead you in a plain and a straight path. Only be sensitive and desire to draw close to me. Let nothing stand between you and me, between our relationship, says the Lord. Let my lordship in your life be truly that, for I am a gentle and a good Savior. I will not require more of you. I will not give to you more than you are able, but I deal individually with each of my children, and you shall know a peace that passes all understanding, and new joy and new strength to carry on and go forward in the way that I would lead you." It is very natural from a human point of view to want to know the direction, to want to know the future, but all I ask, my child, is that you would trust me and believe in me in faith, and I will lead you into that future, a future of blessings of which I have reserved for you, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, that you are so real to us. Father, we may not be able to see you. We may not experience visions or have spiritual dreams, but Lord, we know we walk by faith. And as you spoke to Thomas, you said, "Blessed are those who have not seen, but yet have believed." And so we believe you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you have only good plan for your children, every good and every perfect gift that comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. We thank you for that, Lord. Amen and amen. All right, praise God. Well, let's go on with the saga of Saul, if you will, where he is given another opportunity to obey the Lord. And basically, he was told to destroy Amalek in the way, completely spare no one. And God has, we won't go into that now, but God had a reason. I mean, children were innocent, but there was a purpose, there was a reason for that. You know, ultimately, the Israelites did not destroy all the Canaanites in the Promised Land. What was the result? They intermarried, and as a result, idolatry came in. I mean, look what the wisest man in the world, we're talking Solomon, his many wives turned his heart away from God. He started serving other gods. And so that's, God had a purpose in everything that we may not understand it, or in our arrogance and hubris, we may not even think we agree with that, but he knows, he's the creator of the universe. He knows pretty well how to run the world, and he does it with great love and kindness and goodness. But in verse 9, In chapter 15, we find that Saul again chose to follow his own pathway. But Saul, verse 9, and the people spared Agag, the king, if you will, and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Well, okay. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. How sad that was, because that, again, I'm sharing this because the consequences that occurred in the life of Saul. He was anointed by God, called by God, and here the Lord is sorry that he had him placed in that position. He had authority, but rather doing it God's way, he decided to do it his way. He spared Agag and the best of the sheep and all that was good. God's command was not to spare, but Saul spared. Saul allowed his feelings, his eyes, his natural mind to guide his actions. Instead of walking in obedience and by faith, he walked by sight. And how often, beloved, are all of us sometimes guilty of that? Hopefully it's not, in the small decisions and of daily life, if we make mistakes, it's not of major consequence, but God is watching all those little, how faithful we are to pray, how faithful are we to read the word. He allowed, Saul did, his natural instincts to overrule the holy word of God. You know, he was a good judge of cattle. He knew their condition, their worth. He spared the best. Now Saul destroyed the vile and refuse, and he was more than willing to do that. You know, many people are always willing to place at God's disposal sometimes the things which they don't really want. They're willing to attend church, but many, when it really comes down to that point and place of saying, the Lord is my all, here, Lord, is all that I am, everything I possess. There's no thing above you, no relationship, no possession, no position, nothing I have that you've blessed me with is of more importance than my relationship with you. Remember, Jesus said that. He said, if any man love father, mother, son, daughter more than me, they're not worthy of me. Does that sound like a hard saying? Of course, he's not saying to hate your father or your mother, but in comparison to the love that you have for Jesus, that's the point he was trying to make. So be assured, saints, that if you ever allow self-interest or self-promotion a place in your service for the Lord, it's going to be at the cost of faithfulness and obedience to Jesus. You know, there are many, unfortunately, who made vows to God when they were going through a trial or a sickness or troubled waters in the home that, they'll serve the Lord as never before, that they'll give every time they can, that they'll pray, they'll read His word. But how often, just as soon as the trouble is past, they forget their vows unto the Lord. They forget those words they uttered in their distress. And then there are those who deceive themselves in thinking they are keeping God's word when they simply move out of the place that God's put them in or do the opposite of what God directed, but they are deceived. Let me now share with you from that 15th chapter of 1 Samuel, verses 11 through 13. It repenteth me, this is the Lord speaking, that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose up early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and has gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. Then Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Talk about self-deception. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Yes. Saul basically disobeyed God and was determined to do it his way. He spared Agag, the best of the sheep, all that was good. But God's told him not to do that. And so basically the Lord told Samuel clearly, Saul hath not performed my commandments. That was verse 11 that I shared with you. And then in verse 12 and 13, we find the prophet Samuel talking to Saul. Saul was setting a monument of his victory. And Saul said, without batting an eye to Samuel, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Yet while he was speaking to Samuel, you could hear the bleating of sheep, the lowing of oxen. Obviously, he had spared the spoil. And his words were a solemn mockery in God's face. And in verse 20, Samuel confronts Saul and charges him with not obeying the voice of the Lord. Saul actually argues. He answers again, yea, I have obeyed. Beloved, we have to understand, the dangerous thing about deception is that we don't know we're deceived. That's why we have to pray, create in us a clean heart, O God. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And God's talked to some people here today that are listening. God does not want division in his body. And I'm not just talking about attending church services or talking about finances, but God is talking to many of you whom the Lord has called in a particular direction. And you've been a little concerned, you've been a little afraid to move out. Satan has worked against you. He tries to lead you astray by pointing out the faults or shortcomings of others in the body, including your pastor, trying to seduce you away from what God spoke to you to be and to do. Well, my time has again flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. But I just thank God that, and we're going to pray perhaps on tomorrow's broadcast, that God will help us to be sensitive to his leading and then to obey whatever he speaks to our heart. We don't need the approval of others. We don't have to hearken to the disapproval of others. We just need to obey God, because that's the way we will be blessed. And we'll have to stand before God and answer to him on the choices we've made. So what I'm sharing with you is the importance of obedience is eternally important and significant. With God's help, we will obey, and his will is not a hard thing to do. I love you. I pray for you every day, beloved. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.